Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Where's the money, Lebowski? You want that money, Lebowski? Bunny says you're good for it. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the fucking money, shithead?
It's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Say goodbye to the shitty jokes of your co-workers and terrible office lighting that sucks the brain straight out of your eyes.
I am the shitty joke co-worker.
You're the guy?
I'm the guy.
Oh, you know everyone secretly hates you, right?
Oh, no. They don't secretly hate me. They openly. They let me know. They look me dead in the eye and say, Jared, I fucking hate you.
You have an open office environment. Open personalities.
Yes. Open relationships.
God damn it.
You gotta be careful with all that rebar lying around. Anyway, No, because are you writing
just
on the whiteboards, you mean?
I'm still writing on the whiteboards.
Nice, I like those.
Or are you just king of dad jokes around there?
You know what? If it's something that can be obnoxious and annoy people, I'm going
to
do it.
You need to post more of that on Snapchat because I enjoy those.
No, I post I write something new every day, but it's like only their replies that I post on Snapchat.
I like those.
I guess
because they get so salty about it.
I guess every office needs that guy. And if you volunteered, I guess that makes you not so bad after all.
Yeah, right? They haven't fired me yet, so.
Cool.
Yeah, we're just going to, let's start a pool on that day. $5, everybody?
Next week.
Does everyone have $5?
Yeah, the day they sit me down, they're like, Jared, you have to fucking stop. I promise you, I'm going to tell them I'm not going to
stop.
This
is a formal warning.
Stop.
It's a Miley Cyrus song.
Are these actually on? Yes, they are. No, at my place of work, they issue a verbal warning, then a written warning, and then they suspend you for a certain amount of time. So none of those things.
And
you're
closed, just for being salty.
No, we straight up just can people.
No strikes allowed.
No strikes. You're like, yeah, we don't like you. Go away.
So your time is soon.
Oh, my time. My days are numbered.
That's pretty rough. Joining us today, we have the usual cast of characters. Jared and Kirsty in this corner.
What's up?
Over here. They're not going to fight, even though they're in a corner.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see where the show takes us. That's the thing about the show is we don't know what its deal is yet. We're just kind of making episodes and watching the numbers get bigger, and it's kind of... Do you see how big the numbers are?
What episode are we on now?
This is going to be 333.
Look, so if we haven't figured it out by now, we're not going to.
So what you're saying is, as soon as I stopped coming on the show, the numbers went up?
No, the numbers kept on going. It doesn't matter who's here. Also joining us today is one Miss Therese.
Hello.
From the...
I almost said Therese Gilderson.
Did not.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Therese Gil... Asspipe.
Gillespie.
Adopted sister wife Therese. And,
am I a sister wife in our religion?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't established the sister wife clause yet.
We're working on it.
Yeah, but just give me some time to develop some scripture and we'll get there. Also joining us from... so you're from the desert lands of eastern Washington.
Boo.
You're from the...
Swamplands of Camas!
Swamplands!
Swamplands.
Kirstie's sister, Kelsey.
Hey!
So she's a swamp wife?
I guess so,
swamp witch. A big difference.
She pledges allegiance to no person.
Yeah.
You won't find any rings there.
The swamp is my husband.
What are Gross. You doing in the swamp?
Fucking only I can be in there.
Do I just, hang on, am I just going to assume that I have the best Shrek impression out of all of us?
You probably have the best impression.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Spot on.
That's pretty good. Not quite
your
deep
face
enough.
It's really ugly.
Well, it's supposed to. It's
almost
an
as good
ogre.
As your Indian impression.
Wait, let's hear the Indian impression.
We were talking about butchering chickens, then using
Jared's
every
still hung
bit.
Up on this.
So I was just like, I was talking about I was butchering chickens
with
my aunt.
In my village, we take the feet of chicken, we put in sandwich,
put sriracha on quite good.
I'm talking about how he was like the chicken feet you can put in broth. It's supposed to be really good for you and whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, then but you don't Renee pipes in with like, we use every part of chicken.
Oh, boy.
I've cemented that in Jared's mind as the funniest thing that will ever be said.
Yeah.
But, in this,
it's up there.
In this soup broth, can we revisit it really quick? Do you eat the feet or is it just a flavor provider?
No, you just drop it in there.
Oh.
And then you boil it for a while, and then you take the feet out, and then you drink the broth.
It's just like a bone broth.
Am I the only one who's eaten chicken feet?
What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
I think you actually are.
Yeah!
I'm
the only one that's eaten chicken feet and escargot.
When did you get this?
No, I'm probably the only one who's I'm probably the only one who's had pig's feet.
Jesus,
I've eaten pig feet. Pickled pig's feet.
Okay, let's just...
What's wrong with you, motherfuckers?
Pins and all these topics.
Okay.
Let's, so when did you get the chance to eat chicken feet?
Up in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Dim sum place, so...
Dim sum. Is that a town?
Yes, it's a town.
Oh, okay.
That makes dim sum.
Is that the capital of Ontario?
Yeah, dim sum, Ontario. You know what dim sum is, right?
Nope.
Google it.
Okay, to the magic box we go. Sometimes we go to the magic box.
All hail the Google.
Is it all one word?
No.
It's actually not Google.
Dim
sum.
That's what it is.
Dim sum is on
Wikipedia. Oh, the other one was better.
Was it? I can go back. DuckDuckGo also rules, by the way.
It's
but
just
Google.
Like a type of food.
Dim sum is a style of Chinese cuisine prepared as small bite-sized portions of food served in small steamer baskets.
Chinese tapas.
Or on small plates. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what tapas is, so I can barely follow this.
I think you mean tapas.
Tapas. So you had chicken feet wrapped in a tortilla?
No, it was just fried. I have a picture. Hold on.
Oh, yes. Pictures for the audio medium. I would personally like to see these.
I'll find it. Just continue on some other tangent.
That's fine. So when did you get to eat pig's feet? And, like, was it in a sandwich or what the fuck?
No,
it wasn't any good.
It was definitely weird because it was pickled. So it definitely tasted funny. But it was kind of more like really tough muscle.
Did you buy these in Winco? Because I've seen them selling these in Winco.
No, I did not. I actually had them at a friend's house. Her dad was really into hunting and stuff. And
hunting pigs?
Wild boars,
he liked to hunt everything. I'm pretty sure that if he could, he could hunt people. Like, he would do that.
Sure.
But yeah, he was just like, hey, do you want this amorphous meat? And I was like, well, I'll try it. And then he told me after the fact that I had eaten it. And I was like, well, that's fucking horrible. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Wow, not a fan.
One of those foods that people might sneakily sell to you. Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain oysters?
Oh,
bull's testicles.
Oh. Yeah, don't... Well, it depends on, the information that we're presenting to you now, the Rocky Mountain oysters, it is fried bull testicles. With that knowledge in mind, if you ever encounter them, you are now fully informed on making the decision.
You can no longer feign ignorance.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat them.
Just don't.
Sorry. Not unless I'm, like, reenacting the Lewis and Clark journey and, like, actually going over the fucking Rocky Mountains. That's the only scenario.
If all I had to eat were bull testicles, then yeah, I'd probably eat bull testicles. But
I tried anything once. I don't think I would try that. I don't know why.
I'd have to just to say that I did.
I would rather try like eating a cat or whatever than eat those.
You'd eat dog before bull testicles?
No, I'd eat a cat before a dog, definitely. Okay. And then I would definitely eat a cat before bull testicles.
I find that very strange that you would eat a cat before a dog.
I like dogs more, and cats are kind of dickholes.
Dogs have more meat, though.
Yeah.
True. But yeah. I don't think owning a dog that's not an asshole, I couldn't eat a dog.
All right, here's me eating chicken foot.
All right. Oh, you don't look happy about it.
Her face.
You know what? Oh, your headphones? Sorry about that.
Thank you.
You know what? It doesn't actually look too... chicken foot-y.
No.
Like, if you didn't know what it was, you would have just...
It looks like... outside of the chopstick, it looks like a foot.
And where was this?
In Canada.
Canada, right.
Here, can I see it?
Yeah.
Dim sum, Canada. The town.
The town. Proper.
It's where the food comes from.
I love your incredibly unenthused face.
Therese. Do you see this?
Dim Sum Canada is actually like where the fortune foot, cookie kinda. Was invented. So the fortune cookie is a Canadian invention, not American.
I don't believe
American.
You for a goddamn second.
You shouldn't, because that was a complete lie.
I was going to believe him because I was like, anything yeah, to say like, something nice.
I was like, the fortune cookie is American.
I like to slip those in every once in a while just to see if the audience is paying attention. And
more
I have not received
not.
Any emails. So I'm going to
so
say
someone
no.
Someone is running around out there with just a head full of useless-ass fake... Or alternative facts, we'll call them.
Somebody. Yeah. Oh.
Fake news.
What the hell's that? Oh, that's Teresa's mic again. I don't know why, but every once in a while, microphone number two decides to fuck up, so I have to unplug it. Sometimes it doesn't unplug.
Spit on it.
This is, oh yeah, yeah, just blow it out like a Game Boy cartridge.
Yep.
Is this picking me up? I really hope so. Because
it is.
Is
you yeah, sound like you. Crazy.
Some good inside the scenes
you
shit.
Sound like you're
and look,
insane.
It's fine. Wow, what a piece of shit. I guess I have to order a new one or replace it off of here. Anyway, that was a fun glimpse behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. You get those every once in a
if
while.
If they're watching the live stream, they got all the behind
oh,
the
yeah.
scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on the live stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's the camera's up there, actually. So, yeah, everybody gets a full view.
So I had a fun new experience when I was in Vegas.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, I gave yeah. you guys a vacation.
Yeah, I got That's high right. with my Uber driver.
No way.
Yeah, me and Brooks did.
So you won't get high with us, but you'll
yeah,
get high
right?
with some random fucking Uber
okay,
driver.
Okay, no, it was with Brooks.
How many consonants did the Uber driver's name have?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I got so name? High that I forgot everything from before I when I smoked.
Please,
Jesus Christ.
Please tell me his name was Stubnorts.
I don't know.
Okay, his name was Stubnorts.
It very
and,
well could have been.
Okay.
So he got high too?
Yeah.
Did the driver offer? Or was Brooks
no.
offering?
No, what happened was, so me and Brooks were going to the strip club, right?
Right.
And but then we're
oh,
doing
oh, wait, name of the strip club?
I don't know.
Damn
Hot
it.
Hot Toddies.
Okay. Hot Toddies, okay.
Sure, why not?
The Velvet Onion.
Sure.
Why not? Yeah, those both work really great. Anyway, so we're doing the Uber pool, you know, so we had to stop and pick up some guy. And then we pick up this guy, and then right as we go to drop him off, he's like, hey, you guys want to buy any weed? And Brooks is like, well, obviously I do. So we buy weed from this guy, and the driver drops us off at the strip club. As we get out, he's like, man, I'm about to do something bad. I'm like, what's up, man? You trying to smoke with us? He's like, yeah. So we just pulled a little bit away from the road, and we just got just stoned to the bone with our Uber driver.
And you
did this
still go to the strip club?
Oh, yeah. That was a fucking experience, because I didn't know what was going on.
Well, did you see any notable strippers? Like, any, like, good ones?
Probably.
Household names?
Yeah.
Tell us about when you went to the Luxor.
Were you also stoned?
The pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, so we leave the strip club, like.
I didn't know that had a name. I always knew of it as the pyramid.
Yeah, so we leave the strip club, like, two or three days later, it felt like. We get an Uber. We get dropped off at the Luxor, and me and Brooks are still, like, really high. So we like walk into the Luxor and just like everything is Egyptian themed. We were trying to.
Whoa!
We
did you immediately start walking with your arms at right angles?
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I should have
done. Like walked like an Egyptian the whole fucking time.
I'm pretty sure right, if they saw you doing that, they'd like be like, "How much have you had to drink, sir?"
All of it.
They don't.
So
they want
were
you
trying
to
find
more.
You and Drew, or
was that the night you guys went off? I don't know.
I don't know. That was two nights in a row we just fucking vanished. So yeah, we walk into Luxor and everything's Egyptian themed. We just look up. We just kind of look at everything.
Then we
walk for
so
a little
wish
bit.
I could have seen
and
this.
Then we just like turn the corner and then there's like a whole new site. So we just like look up.
Like a whole nother building.
And look at everything.
Like you're looking at the fucking Sistine Chapel
Dude,
or something.
We got, I felt like a little kid again because like everything that I saw was just like so fresh and new. And
nice.
All I could do is just stare at it and just so happy.
It's so beautiful. Oh. Do you know what kind of weed? Just weed.
Weed that was $10
from a bag.
From a guy in a
diesel,
yeah,
purple
like,
Kush.
Yeah. Was it in a bottle or a bag?
I don't. It was from a guy in
it
the back
green.
Of an
it
Uber.
From,
it was $10.
Yeah.
Hold the fucking phone. Weed is $10 in Vegas?
We got a screaming deal.
Yeah, that sounds like a screaming deal.
Did
like
you have
I
to scream for the deal? You know what I mean? Sorry.
Therese, look over here.
How long did you have to hold the balls before he released the bag of weed?
We gave him $10, and we both went our separate ways and never saw him again.
$10 is a fucking... I applaud you, man.
But how
great
much
job.
Weed? I would think... Huh?
I don't know.
Enough.
Some.
Handful.
Yeah, I would think that like, he just held that much
people. He
weed
just held
for
up
that
his hand
money.
Like,
yeah, much.
A ball sack full.
You need to fondle somebody for that kind of a price.
I know we're in the glorious days of legalized weed right now, but.
Is Vegas legalized?
Yeah.
It is?
Only
oh,
in
yeah.
Clark.
It is.
Half of people said yes, half of people said no.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
It's only in Clark County in Vegas.
Okay.
So there's some counties.
The
no.
other Clark County.
See,
yeah.
if it's legal in one Clark County, it's legal in all the Clark counties.
I yeah. agree.
Yes.
So then Thursday night, after we had wandered off trying to find the Luxor again, and we just couldn't fucking do it. We walked.
We found it. And you hyped me up, and I really wasn't that impressed, but I wasn't
what?
High.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, I was so fucking high.
I was like, it's not as high as I thought it would be.
Bro, we went in a fucking space pyramid, and the Egyptians told us we were their new gods.
Yo,
it was great.
And I got some fucking froyo while I was in there. Dude, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh my god.
Could you build your own? Or what kind of, did you get to put your own shit in
DIY?
It?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know how I did it. I just, like, went through and I just, like, got a little bit of everything, and then I just kind of, like, started taking handfuls of shit.
See, in Jared's memory...
Totally ignored the spoons,
in
I guess.
Jared's
By
memory,
the end, was it more topping than actual, like, froyo?
Fuck yeah, it was.
See, in Jared's memory, all he remembers is just, like, lifting off the floor about 2 inches with his hand outstretched, and all of a sudden, a bowl appears, and then some yogurt, and then all the fucking toppings
dude,
in the world. And then you don't know how you ended up on the other side. You just have it now.
Dude, that's exactly how it felt. I was like, I didn't remember the whole process of getting froyo. I just knew I had froyo, and it was so goddamn good.
You know what? It's better that way, because if you start thinking about the process of obtaining froyo,
yeah.
it might get stressful. You might throw yourself into a black hole.
A lot
of decisions
to make there.
Yeah.
But yes. Anyway, so then Thursday night, after we were trying to find the Luxor, got lost, we got an Uber back. It was like 5:30 in the morning. We had wandered the whole Jesus. Fucking strip trying to find the Luxor, and it just didn't happen.
It's a big fucking pyramid. How could you miss it?
It's got a beam of light straight in the sky, right. too.
Is like, that where you
look anywhere?
They fell into a glitch. Wait,
but you
they went
already,
to a whole new dimension.
But you were in it? But
no,
you couldn't find it?
No, this was, the night before we had been in the Luxor, and then the second night we were going to go find it.
And then you couldn't find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got separated from Drew and Therese.
And that's where they were.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, we're going to go to the bathroom and get beer.
Yeah, super
like,
simple.
Like, we'll go right down the street and go to the Luxor. And we were like, boom, brilliant, we'll find you, no big deal. So we go pee, get our beer,
and then
can't find the proper escalator. So then we just start
bubble mint twins.
And then we just start
there forever.
And then we just start drinking more. And then we got lost in the parking garage. Those things are difficult, by the way. We ended up on the top. And we're like, how the fuck do we get to
they
the
all,
street?
Yeah,
all
the
they're difficult
the
if
same.
You're high.
Jared.
Oh no, we were super drunk this time. Even worse.
I want you to tell us if you're comfortable what Brooke said about the conspiracy behind the Vegas shootings from
ooh.
Last year. Not to take a dark
oh,
turn.
The
oh,
the early
yeah.
ones.
We were talking about that, too.
Yeah, no, we talked to some dude that worked. He was working at the Mandalay Bay because we went up there.
Oh.
We had to, so we get into the Mandalay Bay and find out that you need a hotel key to use the elevators to go all the way up.
A lot of places are like that.
So the we just, so we're like, right. fuck it. So we just sit in the elevator until somebody comes in, swipes 20, and goes up there. We're like, all right, looks like we're walking the rest of the way. So we find the fire escape, walked up to the floor where it was, or where he shot from.
Oh.
And they have it, they have a sign on the door that says, no trespassing or you will be prosecuted. They have no door handle at all, and it's closed from the inside.
Whoa.
Dude, it's fucking nuts. Like, they have that whole floor just gone now.
And, like, why? Like, I mean, bad things happen, but you can't just, like, shut down part of your business for that. So that's what kind of skeeves
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I it's a really big hotel, and it's one room.
No, exactly. No, that whole floor is gone.
The whole floor?
People
whole
probably
floor.
Don't want to stay there.
Yeah, it's probably like a cursed floor
now. A lot of people
now.
Are like, they like hotel room or hotels don't have like a floor 13 because
yeah.
they're scared.
Yeah.
They
like,
straight
and the elevator, like because he shot from 32 and the elevator only goes up to 30 now.
Whoa.
They closed
and there's
off
like,
2 floors.
And there's like a lot of floors.
There's
above
something 30. There, man. I don't know why they would close off 2 whole floors, but I think there's
yeah.
something hidden.
So tell me the story.
So then as we're leaving the Mandalay Bay, we just like stopped to smoke out back and there was some dude and we're like, fuck it, let's go talk to him, see what's going on, you know? So we asked him about it and he swears up and down that like, no, there was without a doubt more than one shooter up there.
What?
And then there was, fuck. Then our Uber driver, as we were getting a ride back at like 5 a.m, we asked him about like, were you working that day? He's like, dude, I was. And like, he like went and got like a few people and like took him to the hospital and whatnot. And some girl like had a full blown panic attack right there in his front seat. So he pulls over, calms her down, like, all right, what's the deal? Like, what's going on? Like, tell me, just talk to me, you know, trying to calm her down. And she swore there was like multiple guns from coming up top, and also there was dudes in the crowd shooting people.
And also,
and she swears because she got shot at by one of them.
Whoa. Oh shit!
Oh my gosh!
In a traumatic event, like sometimes your brain can do crazy shit, but you're also like hyper, like aware, yeah. like more oh, so yeah. than just normal. So
yeah, I mean, your adrenaline goes up as soon as something like that happens, and I mean, it makes you way more aware than you would if you were just like sitting here. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is fucking shifty though.
Oh yeah,
like it doesn't make sense that one guy would have all that shit. It doesn't make sense how he would get all the shit up there.
Well,
there's something inside.
Well, if there's multiple shooters, then there was
somebody
like
was talking about
it was a job probably.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. It couldn't be one guy.
Somebody was saying it might have been like an arms deal gone bad, because this guy was rich. Like, he was a high roller at the Mandalay Bay.
Well, and then there's like video of the police just like standing outside his room doing nothing for like 30
and if you're
minutes.
Mm-hmm. Like an officer or a SWAT member in Vegas, like you should know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I feel like if you live in a place like that, like those kind of situations, especially like heavily populated city areas, they should know that kind of stuff. Like they should be better prepared.
This may or may not be related, but our Uber driver that picked us up after we came out of the theater was super weird. Like, we were talking about it. He didn't say shit. Like, all of our other Uber drivers, like, would talk to us, but this one, like,
just,
it was really weird.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to hide something from you.
I don't know.
Everybody is hiding something from us.
Are you sure you could speak English?
Yeah, he was a white guy.
Ah.
But
maybe he was an FBI agent just listening to your story to get shit done.
Did you happen to see a curly wire coming from his ear?
I wasn't paying attention.
Neck collar? Okay, that's a pretty good
tell.
Or a
barcode on the back of his neck?
Check that, too, yeah.
Or like a little, like,
sir, I'm going to need you to remove your turtleneck.
No.
Get him to show you his belly button. If he doesn't have a belly button,
run.
He's a clone. Run.
Excuse
run
me.
In the opposite direction.
Can I see your
and
belly
if you ask
button?
Him, can I see your belly button, and he shows you, also weird, leave.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, what the fuck?
That'd be a great thing on the arrest form. Tried to view officer's belly button.
And
then directly under that, resisting arrest.
Right behind it, just like in parentheses, 3 question marks.
What?
Yeah, I want to see somebody get that. So, anybody listening out there, if you happen to get apprehended by the police, check for the belly button.
If I ever do, I will. Be like, officer, can I see your belly button?
I heard from a reliable source that you might not have one.
Officer, I have to verify your
like,
residence.
Who the fuck?
I have to verify your residency.
On this planet.
Show me your belly button.
It's a pretty good
tell. I'm just going to drop you off over here. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, you're like, yeah, you're not under arrest
Were
anymore.
You flesh-born or tube-born?
That's something I'm going to look up right now.
I know someone that was tube-born.
Person what? Born without belly button. Did I spell it right?
Well,
no,
I
didn't.
Hope. How?
Strange but true. Belly's born. Baby's born, excuse me.
Baby's
with
born
no...
from bellies with no belly button.
What?
Babycenter.com says...
I thought you had an ad blocker.
I do.
You
but
just had a pop up.
It's no, I haven't added it to the filter.
That's the
it's like subscribe to our page because you want to have babies.
Heybabycenter.com.
Fuck you.
All together, yeah. The culprits are two types of hernias or holes that can be present in the abdominal wall at birth. Gastroschisis.
You got it.
Yes, that's a word.
And omphalocele. Yeah, those are real.
Wow.
I knew someone that was born without a butthole.
Good job, man.
Was friends with somebody who was
does it come out of their mouth?
Yeah.
They just had to do a surgery.
a surgically
I know people that are like
butthole.
That, too.
If I met somebody who, like, didn't have a belly button, I would do everything in my power just to be, like, really good friends with them. Because, you know, they got, like, alien powers of some kind.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want them to remember me as a friend.
They got an arc reactor in their basement or something. But in this butthole thing, how do they... Like, do they just take, like, a biscuit cutter?
Just, like,
no.
And they,
they do a bag.
No, with this little guy was a baby, so they were able to go in and
just, like, surgically open it.
Make a new butthole.
It's the perfect opportunity to make the perfect asshole.
He had fears
you know?
Of
like
pooping
some,
after that.
He has a what?
He had a fear of pooping for a little bit.
I would too if somebody came at my butthole or something like that.
All right, bend over and cut your fucking ass open.
Wait, so was he a baby or like?
Yeah, like when as soon as he was born, like they knew there was a problem, so they just did the surgery then. But then as he became a toddler, he had issues. But
weird.
Maybe he has like.
Is this
flashbacks
person a fully grown
of...
adult now?
Yeah,
he's probably like 10 or something.
Jeez. That's adult.
Yeah, it's pretty much an adult. Like
in yeah. Mississippi, if you're
able
black,
to kill
an adult.
Or Canada. Or Mexico. As long as you can reach the bar in Mexico, you're an adult.
Yes.
The bar.
The bar.
Like
you walk into a place, like if your head's above the bar, you get a drink. Done. You gotta be able to reach up and grab the drink and drink it.
What about,
you're an adult.
What happens
about
little
if... people?
Yeah.
Then, you know, they have to get creative. If you can prove that you can just at least get to the top of the bar, then you're an adult.
They can climb.
Do they need, like, those coffee can and string, like... stilt things that they just like walk into the bar. I need a drink.
I don't know if they're gonna want to carry that many accessories with them all at once.
I wouldn't.
You ever see Peter Dinklage carrying around a bunch of coffee cans? It'd look weird.
No,
but I have seen him carrying his little baby daughter, which is hilarious because they're the same size.
Is his baby daughter normal?
Yes, she is normal size.
What the hell was that?
His wife is normal.
They tapped in.
Hey.
After they heard Mandalay Bay.
Hey, we love America. Who wants to go vote?
I love my government for doing its best.
Leslie Knope for president.
Did you know that I have to re-register to vote?
Re-register?
Yeah,
because
I
changed
your
name.
You're no longer
that person.
That's not that hard to do.
When you got married, that person
now
died.
Now I have to go in and register to vote again.
You don't have to go in
anywhere.
It's not
that hard.
Yes, I do.
Can't you do it online?
No, the deadline to register online was July 9th, and it's not that.
Oh, okay.
It is not that.
So where do you have to go?
Fuck if I know.
Past
the library.
Jared, where do I go to register to vote? You're an ex-officer.
You go to Jared's house.
I'm not an officer. If anyway, I'm enlisted.
You go to Jared's house. You give him $6. He'll take you to McDonald's. He'll have you sign a form. Then you go to the polling place.
While we're there, we can get McChickens.
Okay, I'm down
with McChicken.
You have to eat the McChicken to prove you're from here.
A 5 and a 1 or all 1s?
No. They ask, what would you like to eat? Yeah, they figure out if you're an American by what you pick.
McNuggets.
Oh, you're not from here.
I gotta say.
You're a fucking Canadian.
I got something to say.
What?
Fuck McNuggets. They're bullshit.
I love
me too.
I can eat 30 of them before I get a headache.
4 out of 5. 4 out of 5, like, great.
Anytime I eat more than 80
sushi,
I throw up.
I love how you guys are on the same wavelength about this.
You know, my favorite burger at McDonald's used to be the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Hell yeah.
Now, I hate myself as a middle schooler. Wow. So that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Are you in middle school?
I was in middle school when that was my favorite burger. And when I was an idiot. So
I'll be honest, the double quarter pounder is still my favorite from
really?
The McDonald's.
I love anything from there.
I hate to break it to you, but you're still an idiot.
Oh.
If you laugh at the word balls
that
at any point.
That explains why I still do this show.
It's
8 years later.
So much.
8 years later.
Well, not quite 8 years later. Actually, we got a grand plan for the 8-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Party.
Oh, what are we doing?
We are going to rent out a movie theater.
Okay.
And do the show live.
Okay.
You on board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Let me know who to send money to.
Me.
Okay.
And,
make it an all $1 bills non-sequential.
Non-sequential, untraceable.
Well, he was just at a strip club, so that shouldn't be hard.
We'll also accept lottery tickets and beer.
He was stripping.
There's not a lot left.
No. How many $1 bills do you have in your wallet right now?
Vegas is like taking a vacuum to your wallet.
Dude, it really is
bad. Like, it's cheap to get there, it's cheap to stay there, but everything else.
Wait, did you happen to...
I'm whipping out my wallet, let me see.
You gonna count them up?
Oh shit, I have a 10 in here.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I'm so rich!
That'll buy you a trip.
Ballin'!
Let's
I
go
think
get
I have a Where's
flurries.
George in here. Oh, wait a minute.
I got $2 nope. bills.
Hell yeah.
So I can...
I have one $1 bill.
It can go see
so we combine
two
our...
strippers.
We're not gonna combine our money.
Hey, are we gonna call Ben or...
We can call anybody.
We can call that one guy you're married to. Whoever
that guy.
Is. Yeah, whatever.
I need to apologize for ditching him,
too. Yeah, let's call him instead of Ben.
Oh, yeah, you did ditch Drew. If you ditched Therese, you ditched Drew.
Oh, yeah.
You could leave
and I do feel bad about the second night.
It's okay. You were under the influence of...
Is Drew working?
Of everything.
Dude, I'm influence of Brooks. That's my army career right there. Under the influence of Brooks. That's
you needed some
I'm
going to
ask Drew about that guy. Hang on a second.
I fucking love that guy.
We should also leave a voicemail for Andrew.
Yeah, we should just fill up his voice box, right?
Oh my god.
You have 34,000 messages.
I wouldn't hate that. No. Let me just, hold on. I'm going to check
How's
a couple things.
What's his face? The one that we like. Mindhorn? No.
Stone King?
Stone King!
Yeah.
Mindhorn?
Sorry. That's gonna be a future username.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
He's gonna come visit. You're gonna be like Mindhorn. He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
I love you.
He's like, I'm leaving now.
I love your show.
Yeah, he just bought a house.
Oh wow.
Hey,
house
that's
party.
Cool.
Like, you don't know
Stone
me.
King.
We're going to Kansas and we're gonna wreck your house.
Kansas.
Okay, let's
you
try.
Probably
call
got a big
Drew.
House.
It's all right. It's nice. A decent size.
Have you been there?
No. He just sent me a bunch of pictures. He just bought it today.
Why can't I hear it ringing? Oh, that's right.
I forgot how to use this
calling?
Whole phone feature. I'm calling Drew.
Okay.
Drew.
He might be at his friend's house.
That's okay.
We're more important.
Yeah.
Yo!
Hey!
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in.
Cool.
I am at one of my coworkers' house having a barbecue and drinking a beer.
Okay.
Drink more
some,
beer.
I heard some lady voices, so I was just like checking in for my boo.
We're watching you on the Google
down,
cameras
one
right
at time,
now.
We love
one
you.
One at a time, I'm hearing four people at once.
We can't do it one at a time. You know how the show is. But I had a question for
okay,
you.
Okay, two at a time.
No, this is just one person right now. What did you think of Stone King? Because I haven't heard too much about
Brooks.
Him, but from what
no,
I...
Brooks.
Oh, no, stop, Brooks, sorry.
He looks like a sloth.
I hear he was a pretty chill dude.
What?
Did he help you along in your party adventures?
He was a pretty chill dude. He certainly liked to toke it up.
There we go. Yeah, we heard the Uber driver story already.
What the fuck? Oh, about Jared and his Uber?
Yeah.
In and out of the car?
Yeah. Drew, I'd like to formally apologize for ditching you two nights in a row. The first night was on purpose,
hey,
and the second night
was... The second night, I understand you got lost in the parking garage for like an hour.
It was... Yeah, that's it.
You had to be pretty skilled to do that.
Yeah, I was trying to elaborate on it, but I can't. That was it.
I got something to add on to that parking garage thing. You know, if you had just kept going down, you would have left eventually.
Not if
no, because then we have
one.
To leave the parking garage.
Vegas is crazy.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't understand from that whole thing was we went to the bathroom and we were going to go back and walk to the Luxor. You guys like wandered off. I don't know how you lost the escalator because the escalator was right next to the bathrooms.
I think it looked like a snake at the time.
No, no. What we were doing is we were trying to find beer, and the only place that we could find
was
the gift shop.
You guys had a good time, so that's all
Way
I care about.
There. No, yeah, we had a good time, but we were lost as fuck.
Also, someone talk about the Chinese family we stayed with.
Ooh,
dude,
okay.
That motherfucker slurped his oatmeal.
You stayed
Ooh,
with
no.
someone?
Yeah, at an Airbnb. Yeah.
Wait, you
that's
guys didn't stay in a hotel?
No. I'm trying to save money.
Oh, God, man, that's the worst decision.
You guys didn't tell me there was so much fucking gold there. You just stayed with a Chinese family and they didn't know how to eat oatmeal?
Jared
Dude.
Was about to beat him up.
Well, you're the guy, I think.
What?
All right, so I go downstairs first thing in the morning. Obviously, I'm just like still twisted from last night.
Yeah.
So I start munching on my Pop-Tart. And then this guy comes down, and I finish my Pop-Tart, and he picks up his bowl of oatmeal and just slurps out of it. I was like, what the fuck? Then he takes a spoonful.
I feel like this is a cultural thing.
It is.
You're a cultural thing.
It's
irritating.
I worked with some, like, no, because I've worked with some Asian people before, and they slurp their soup like nobody's business.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
yeah,
longer than I thought was possible.
Yeah, then this dude took, like, a spoonful of oatmeal, blew on it, and then slurped his spoonful. I just crammed the last Pop-Tart in my mouth. I was like, I can't fucking do this. I'm
okay,
going
here's a okay.
Like, they don't believe in spoons.
If you can't eat oatmeal without like tipping the whole bowl into your face, you're deported. The end. That's a fucking rule.
Spoons
you're
are
done.
Missed by the capitalists.
That's what communism does to your eating manners.
And we would roll in at like 4 in the morning.
That's
your husband.
Jesus. Well, okay, thank you so much for giving us that little bit of information. We'll let you go, okay?
All right. You guys have fun.
All right. You betcha.
Bye.
Bye. Holy shit, I didn't know you took an Airbnb with a bunch of people who didn't know how to eat.
Fuck my life, dude.
So was it just like the five of you?
Yeah, more details.
Random people?
Yeah, it was
five of us and then the family that lived there.
And they had...
Oh, they lived there.
It was three floors. We had the entire second floor, which is three bedrooms, two bathrooms, which was pretty nice.
And a washer and dryer. That was neat.
Shit. The fact that it's cheaper than a hotel room.
Yeah, it was much cheaper for three bedrooms. And then they had the downstairs, which had the kitchen. So we didn't really feel comfortable enough to, like, cook in there because that was, like, their living space.
Yeah, we just, like, stuffed some Pop-Tarts in the pantry.
And I stole their Cokes.
Nice.
Just as long as you don't steal their Coke.
No, me and Brooks looked. Do you know how hard it is to find Coke in Vegas?
Did you get any?
No. We tried.
You have to check every ATM.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe.
Since
but
you got completely blitzed.
Dude, and then, after we went to Mandalay Bay, we're taking the Uber ride back. And so me and Brooks are like, we feel like we were so lost and we got nothing accomplished that night. So we're sitting there just like 5:30 in the morning. And I asked the Uber driver, like, do you know the weed shop still open? He's like, dude, they never close.
Nice.
So we rolled up there, get two joints. And then we, 6 a.m., we're sitting on the front, on the street in front of that house. Just blazing trees till we look Chinese, man. It was fucking nuts.
So the family can adopt you.
Dude, I've never gotten high and gotten the giggles before. I got the giggles. I was so that was high that like I could feel my eyes go up and I couldn't keep them open. And then I was like trying to go up the stairs, but I couldn't walk anymore. So I just like flopped over and it's like thump, 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 and I couldn't open my eyes. And like I'm trying to crawl, but every time I crawl two steps, Brooks is like, hey, man, are you good? I'm just like, and I just slide all the way back down.
I can't even imagine what that family is like, God damn, those fucking white kids are trash.
Yeah, right. And so I start crawling up, and I'm right there at the top, right?
Yeah.
I somehow get up there, and I like crack my eyes open, and there's right there. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. And Brooks is like, all right, man, focus.
Just this breathe. Is your moment.
Focus, breathe really hard, just get a deep breath, focus, and make it up these last stairs. I go... And the world just clears up, and I can see this much, and it's great. So I'm on all fours, and I try to leap up on all fours. And whack! Thump, 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 all the way back down.
Shit, bro.
Fuck. Do you sleep on the stairs?
Dude, I don't know how the fuck... I don't remember how I got up.
Oh, man.
All I remember is when we woke... When me and Brooks woke up, because this was 6 a.m., dude. We were up at, like, 9, you know, so we could get ready and leave. I was still, like... stupid fucking high.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, really high. I don't know how I made it through TSA later. I was just so fucking
high. At TSA, they're only checking for explosives. They don't give a fuck how blazed you are.
And they only are checking for aggressiveness, so if you're, like, delightful, they don't care.
Yeah, I was delighted to be there.
Yeah, they're not going to see you and see your smiling face and be like, hey, don't smile.
That's how you sneak a bomb on a plane. You put it in your shoe like that one guy tried to do, but you smile the whole time. Plane's gone. You got it.
But so, you got to smile.
Yeah.
Hi, FBI. I'm not related to this person.
Terrorism with a smile. Hey, Al-Qaeda, does opium transfer to U.S. dollars somehow?
ISIS,
hire me.
DM me.
Wait, Al-Qaeda's not a thing anymore. What's the hot new...
ISIS.
Oh, no.
Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab?
Yeah.
I thought it was Al-Shaddad. Al-Shaboob.
Al-Shish Kebab.
They have new ones and new names every day.
Al-Sha something.
Boko
Shazam.
Haram.
Shazam. Isn't that a movie with what's his face?
It's a lot of things.
Isn't it like superhero. Shaq or something?
Shaq! Can't you do it? Sorry.
I've never seen Shaq.
I'm sleepy.
it's probably...
Wait, could Shaq play Shaft?
I'm pretty sure because they're both black.
Hey.
That's not enough.
Racist.
Ooh.
Hang on a second. Let's just... I don't know anything about Shaft.
I'm allowed to be racist. I'm not white.
Fair
Shaft trailer. La, 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 la. Shaft 2000. Wait a minute. No. 1971. Okay, let's learn about Shaft together, everybody. And let's determine if Shaq could fill this role. But why isn't there any audio? You know, that's a really good question that I hope I get the answer to soon. But I'm probably not going to because... Google is taking over the world, but in a bad they're doing a bad job at it, you see. Oh, you know what? It was my fault the whole time. There we go.
Up yours! Get out of the way!
Oh, so that's Shaft.
Can you dig it?
I think I can.
Shaft's his name. Shaft's his game.
Can't say he gonna be here. And he ain't.
All right.
Oh.
Nice.
It's got some music I can dig.
Hard living, hard loving man.
Wait.
Do a backflip.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
I want to see
that's a butt.
I want to see them titties.
Throwing my man Leroy out the window.
Leroy?
Pick my man up and threw him out the goddamn window.
Listen, Snow White.
Somebody would throw me out the window.
Me and you gonna tangle sooner or later.
Why don't you stop playing with yourself, Willie?
Oh! Fucking A.
Yeah.
Shaft's his name. Shaft's his game.
Oh, he's at the Apollo.
Man, I don't know no Ben Buford.
Racist.
Like, oh, that Ben Buford.
How'd you die?
Take it out of your ass, pimp.
Wow.
Kill him!
Alright, based on what I've seen so far, Shaq could do it.
Yeah.
Shaq could do it.
I 100% believe at him. He would be way more intimidating, that guy.
Yeah, well, all fucking 18 feet of him.
Yeah. But I don't know.
They would have to get, boxes for the rest of the crew.
No, they wouldn't. Don't even do that. He just, like, walks and everyone's just like, well, fuck,
No. They just use one interchangeable set where everything else, except for the places where Shaq is going to stand,
is up.
And all of his are, like, in a ditch.
Can Shaq grow a mustache?
Probably.
We don't.
That is worth looking into.
I've never seen him with a mustache.
Shaq mustache.
I've seen him with like a goat.
I've seen him with a goatee.
That Office episode, Stanley, does he have a mustache or not?
Oh,
dude,
yes.
that one fucked me up.
Funny.
Yep.
Shaq could grow a mustache. It would just take a really long time.
Look at that one.
That's a good one.
He can do a handlebar. That is a look that Shaq needs.
That's a Fu Manchu.
Is that a Fu? That's a weird porno stash.
I thought a Fu Manchu had to be connected all
that's
the way around.
That's the porn stash you have when you hate yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
but see there it is.
Fu Manchu is here, and it goes down below your chin,
like Mr. Van Cleef. You remember what he had?
Yes. Well, I thought that was just a straight up handlebar mustache.
No, handlebar goes to the sides,
like your dad's.
I thought his was
just Google Fu Manchu.
All right, versus.
I know my mustaches.
Fu Manchu.
Now if only can grow one.
I
mustache.
I'm working on mine.
Working on it.
All right, there's that.
I have a better mustache than
that. Why is my safe search on? I don't want this. Okay, this is a Fu Manchu, very Chinesey.
See?
This is a handlebar mustache.
That's Van Cleef.
Which is totally what Mr. Van Cleef had.
Fuck off.
Shaq's had.
I've been lied to my whole life. I'm going to break this
bottle.
Wait, look at that long twisty one. The twisty one with the shitty suit.
This?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a shitty suit?
Stacy,
that's
Photoshop.
That's like a disco suit.
I want your dad to
Teresa's
that.
Right, seen a
so I need
few
to get rid
whoops
of mine,
in
man.
Her day.
If it's white, then maybe.
Ugh, not a fan.
Gross.
He looks like
The mustache you have when you want attention.
He looks like a supervillain trying to take over the world, but the front for his organization is a pet shop.
His dad probably did.
Yep.
I was going to say it was a disco.
That's amazingly accurate, Renee. Bizarrely so.
Yeah, so we need to cast that boy pronto. Do we know his name? Hang on a second. Let's get him on the show. Nope, that's not what I want. Beardaholic.com.
You know what you could do, Renee? You could have auditions for the show.
I could.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's very Portlandy.
They would go so terribly.
And it would be great.
Yeah, but you get cool people, probably.
You just, like, set up in the backyard and just we'll all sit, like, as a panel and, like, people have to just, like...
Yes.
Could we do a fun thing where the people that do make it through the auditions are only on for one episode before they're laughed on at the room?
Yes.
Then we give them $10 and kick them the fuck out.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just enough for the gas money back to their fucking city. Let's see. I don't know how to contact this mustache man. So, okay, auditions are open.
There's a button that says contact.
Oh, where? Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
No, I think that's...
We want the specific person.
I wanted... Nope, he's gone. I wanted the pet shop supervillain owner. I wanted that guy. Who might live
just
in Portland
put it
already.
Out, like...
Hey, guy on the screen, if you've ever had your picture posted on, what does that say? Beardaholic.com.
Beardo Weirdo.
Send us an email. TGIFradioshow@gmail.com. Lord knows nobody's emailing us anyway, so fucking get on it.
DMs are not full.
We auditions need entertainment.
Yeah.
Please slide into our DMs.
You might even get onto our live show.
Speaking of sliding our DMs, do we ever hear back from those people that make records out of your ashes?
No. Well, we heard back from them one time saying that our email was blank, and then I resent them the same email, and then they never replied.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of lame.
Obviously, nothing. They're not good at their job.
But here's the thing.
So I guess I'm just going to die and go in a trash can.
I guess so.
Fine.
I just want to be blown into somebody's face.
I'll go to the other supplier that makes
The American ones, right? Because these guys were in England.
Oh, my
fuck
ash
you.
Is put into a firework.
That's not proper.
You can't even get into the finals of the fucking World Cup.
Here's
what
the thing, though.
What kind of country are you?
Here's the thing, Ho. That whole activity of emailing them and wanting information, I'm a fan of that. So if ever we come across a situation where we want more information, just tell me to write the people.
I want you to write them again and be like, what the fuck, you
be like, listen,
lying bastard.
We emailed you 6 fucking months ago, and we want our reply.
My wife is dying. She wants to know
this
if her
dying
ash is
wish.
Gonna go.
Okay, I'm loading up the email.
Were we like super sideways when we made this email?
I was kind of buzzed at the time.
I don't remember.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking gone.
Okay.
I think I was laughing.
Here's the original email. Subject line, serious business inquiry. Dear sir / madam.
I'm a red flag.
Dear sir / madam, during the term of our podcast, which has run for 7 years consecutively.
Do you want proof?
We
beat my SoundCloud.
My mixtape's coming out this fall.
Keep
check
an
it
eye out.
Out
for it.
Check World it out. Star. It's fire.
World star. Which has run for 7 years consecutively. We happened to come across your service and were interested in the packages of which you offer. Do you accept future deposits? If so, are there any restrictions as far as albums / copyrights? What is your preferred method of payment?
These are very valid questions.
What would you estimate the shipping cost to be from your location to the Pacific Northwest in the year 2050? Thank you for your time. The staff, quote marks, of TGIF Radio. And then
look, the year 2050 and the fact that you said serious business inquiry. And they're just like, yeah, we're just going to put this in the spam box.
Your email was blank.
They're like, man, fuck this.
Because we don't want to answer any fucking questions.
Yeah, bullshit, it was blank.
So
okay, so they said, thank you for your valued inquiry. They spelled it differently, but that's okay, they're English. Apologies for the delay in responding, but we had some days of disrupted service on our server. Unfortunately, there appears to be no content in your email, which I don't know if that's a diss or not.
Wouldn't that be so fucking funny if that was? They were like,
they're like, hey,
this
let's
shit.
So like, if you're trying to be
your
funny,
conversation,
just
like, you're not.
Like, if it was a face-to-face conversation you were having with a British person, and they said, there's no content here. Like, then you would know.
No,
oh.
dude, if somebody said that, that's a fight on site. Like, I'm ready to rumble.
We're gonna rumble.
If you would like to resend your email, we will respond ASAP. We have included an inquiry form for your information, which we hope is helpful. And I sent the same
never
thing.
Never reply
this
you
was in,
limey bastards.
This was in February.
Maybe you should let me write it.
Right.
Oh, okay. Let's
fuck
let
it.
Therese write it. What
let's
would you
it.
Like it to say?
We're crossing the Delaware.
You gotta start a new email.
Yeah.
Oh, new email.
Just,
okay.
Just ask them. Just say, hey, stop drinking your tea for like 5 seconds and
one,
reply.
One
just
second.
Reply.
Here, you limey fuck.
Do you want to be for
start
tea.
Off there.
That should be the
wow,
okay. subject
put on the
of
spot
the email.
Here.
Yeah, that should be the but at the end you
how
should
about,
write God Save the Queen.
Hang on. Okay, so the subject line
P.S. fuck the queen.
Good luck with your
question.
Tiny baby overlord.
Well, do we acknowledge that we emailed them before or do we start a new email?
Just
I acknowledge that you've emailed them before.
No,
just start over. Be like, question regarding your services
okay.
or your product.
Does it involve ignoring emails?
How many emails do you ignore
don't
scale.
Do you want
to
do the whole
I
thing, or should
number.
We go word by word?
Oh.
Are you line by line.
Are
line
you still
by line.
In business?
Line by line. Okay, Teresa's first.
I am writing
Are you writing?
I'm dictating.
We don't have to.
Dictating is not read.
First, I would address it formally. Hello.
Hello.
I am writing
to inquire.
We already to inquire.
What?
If you are able to do business. I don't know, just basically saying,
just
like...
Just copy
like,
and paste your original email.
No, this is too much fun.
Yeah.
I'm writing to acquire...
I'll wait for my turn. Let me tell you, it's going to be
are
a fucking doozy.
to inquire about possible future services?
Well, you just something to the point, like, I'm interested. Can you... are you still in business? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure they're still in business. Well, let's make sure of that, because they could...
I'll go last.
They have their
Someone
URL here. Yeah, somebody pick first. Okay. Yeah, website's still up, so okay.
So,
it starts
listen
with hello,
here,
comma.
Listen here, fuckhead.
No, it should be listen here, fuckface.
Yeah. Well, I want a serious response, so I think
Me
we
too.
Should have a serious.
Yeah. Okay, hello.
Okay, I deleted that.
I am emailing to inquire about your policies and your practices,
and how much money it costs. For these policies and practices.
Money will be a question we ask later.
Money, yeah.
Money. I am emailing money. To inquire about your policies and your practices. Jared, you got a line?
Write us back ASAP. Fuckhead.
Back, comma, ASAP. Hang on. Back,
before we cross the Delaware
we're
again.
We're not...
You know what? I'll admit, fuckhead. Before we cross the Delaware again.
Oh wow.
Kirstie?
Good luck with your old lady overlord.
And your baby king.
And your baby king.
Lady overlord and your...
Call him a limey fuck.
You limey fuck.
Baby King,
you limey fuck.
Maybe you were too busy to answer this email because you were hunting unicorns. And
no,
dragons.
I get a line. I get a line.
Ooh, Renee's turn.
Are there any records you wouldn't put someone's ashes in?
I can tell. I
feel like semicolon, for instance,
Hitler.
Chumba Wumba's. Hub thumping.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Does he have an album?
He's British.
Barfle Snarf Cucumber Tub. Patch.
He probably has like a talking album.
Benny Boy.
Like a speaking
patch.
Album.
That's close enough. Yeah. Next line.
I guarantee they're gonna read this email like these sentences
the
don't flow together. They're not in the same context as each other. I don't get it.
It's almost as if it was written by multiple people.
Next line?
Maybe they'll listen.
Therese, you're up.
Oh,
Reply immediately.
We're not actually sending this, right?
What?
No, we are.
I'm writing
what have we got to lose?
No, I want more
okay,
bits like that
go.
Is the thing.
My
right.
sincerest apologies... For my friends, we do a podcast every week for our entertainment. I hope you join in. I hope you tune in.
Tune in!
As we do a podcast every week. Wait,
this is not a test.
Maybe we shouldn't have them tune in just in case they actually listen to this one.
I don't
and
give
then
a shit.
They're like, these fucking assholes.
They're fucking funny, mate. Wait.
So, my sincerest apologies for my friends. We do a podcast every week. And what was after that? Sorry.
We hope that you tune in.
To
TGI.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. I don't want them to know who I am.
We hope you tune in. They're like, what the fuck are we supposed to tune into?
Tune in to TGI.
My name is Liz, too.
Dude, fuck it. Put Peep My SoundCloud and then put our fucking...
Peep My...
What's that word?
Peep.
Peep My SoundCloud, bro.
SoundCloud, bro.
We're like,
and then just put a link to our show.
No, okay, but and then P.S.
Come at me, bro.
P.S. This was all a gag.
P.S. We're like a worse Monty Python.
Say P.S. Say P.S. We're Super Smash.
Yeah,
not even.
P.S. Like, we're a shittier Monty Python.
P.S.
You can get away with a lot of things if you just tell
we're
somebody you're Super
a
Smash.
Shittier audio
you
only
can also get away
Monty
with telling
Python.
The truth, and then people just think it's funny because you're totally being honest.
It could go either way.
Okay.
Like, And then write cheers at the end.
Okay.
Dude, if I opened up an email, this is probably going to be read by someone that has an office job. That's
first
like
thing in the morning, they just like click.
All right.
If we send it,
what the actual fuck?
Currently, right? The email reads, "Hello, I am emailing to inquire about your policies and your practices.
That was Therese.
Write us back ASAP before we cross the Delaware again. Good luck with your old lady overlord and your baby king. Are there any records you wouldn't put... Oh, I gotta fix that typo. Are there any records you wouldn't put someone's ashes in? For instance, Chumbawamba's tub thumping. My sincerest apologies for my friends. We do a podcast every week. We hope you tune in to TGIFradio.com. Peep my SoundCloud, bro. P.S. We're a shittier audio-only Monty Python. Cheers.
Cheers.
They're going to read this like four times and be like...
And then they'll talk about it at the bar.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, God damn.
Is there my guy will smell burnt toast? Like,
this is why American.
I do smell burnt toast.
Okay, good.
I'm not having a stroke.
Yeah,
thank
no, it's
you,
not just okay. you.
So I smelled it and I was like
unless
laughing too hard.
Unless we're all having a collective stroke.
Any,
we're going out together.
Woo! Any changes?
We wanted this.
Additions?
Put a link to our SoundCloud, bro.
Yeah.
I put TGIFradio.com, so.
Fair enough.
They got it.
Oh, dude, I threw up in the back of an Uber. That was fun.
Cool. I just sent the email.
Okay, bye.
No.
Okay, bye. That was another thing that I forgot.
Yeah, you actually threw up or you almost did?
No,
yeah,
I barfed a little bit, and then I just, like, rolled down the window and barfed out the window.
Oh.
And I, like, they were apologizing for me, and I know the Uber guy was telling them, like, no, it's fine, it's fine. You know in the front, he's just like,
he was,
God
like,
fucking
slamming
damn it.
On the brakes.
Yes.
Like,
you just threw up in his office. Like, think about that.
See, and I don't remember it.
Good
so
for
it's
you,
fine.
Man. Good for you.
Yeah,
no shame.
The only memory
do it, like, before.
The only memory you had of it was a stained shirt.
God,
I don't think I even
like,
had that.
Dreading this reply to this fucking.
Are you allowed to not have shoes or shirts inside of Vegas casinos? Or do they have a policy?
Shoes and shirts.
Okay.
I mean, if you have,
nothing
like,
specific.
What
just...
if you have like just like a bra on? Because I mean, it's Vegas, so.
Yeah, if girls can come in and wear, like, their crop top
shit.
You should
have worn, like, little pasties.
Yeah.
USA pasties.
Yeah. Pizza. Little sparkly ones with tassels so you can go like this. Woo, 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 woo.
That's the absolute
last. You could have gotten them on.
I would legitimately pay to see Jared and
you could have gotten them on any street corner over there, man.
Pasties.
No. You guys... You better have a lot
well,
of money.
Well, you would be paying money by buying those for him, but then he would never wear them. That's the only obstacle
you
have to overcome.
Unlimited beer and weed.
Oh, dude, it's on.
See? There
yeah.
Go.
Hey, that's,
but no,
that's our wallet.
If we give you unlimited beer and weed, you have to wear the pasties for the entire night.
Give me enough beer and weed and I won't care.
Yeah, every hour you have to swirl them.
I'll be on the couch just...
Hey, Jared. Hey, Jared, just curious, would you mind sending me your commanding officer's phone number? It's just like
just
a
for friends.
Just a thing.
No,
just like, it'd be hilarious.
And then we need to send a picture of it to Minehorn, too.
Minehorn.
That's his name now.
That's his name now. Sorry,
like, we're done.
King.
Holy shit. Poor guy. He got a new name and he didn't even know it. You think he'll be okay with it?
No.
Who cares?
He'll be fine with it.
He'll
it's,
be okay
it's
with
a good
it.
Name.
He'll just look at me and be like, you haven't changed a bit. And like,
do you want to call Stone King?
Nah.
He wouldn't be into this?
No, because he's in Kansas. I don't. Yeah, I imagine he's awake right now, but he's probably...
He'll be awake.
He's probably,
we could do it at a later time.
Yeah, he's probably super stoned right now, so...
Nah,
that's a great time to call him.
No, I don't know what he's doing. That
Mindhorn,
guy,
what's
we
up?
We could call Ben.
Yeah, let's get Ben.
We could call Ben.
We should. We could just be like, Mindhorn.
We're just chanting, Mindhorn. And he just answers the phone, just Mindhorn. He's just like,
we're calling Ben.
It's my friend. He's not going to answer.
Probably not.
We can only hope.
But let's fill up that inbox.
It's only, well, it's 8:45 on a Friday night.
He'll pick up.
He will not pick up.
I'm not betting money on this.
I ran into the curb. Can someone look at my tire before I leave?
Sure.
Is it a rental or did you like buy
it's
a new
car? It's Drew's.
Oh. What is
traded in his
mini? Over?
He traded
Wait,
it in.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What
for
car
what?
Is it?
A Honda Accord.
Oh, that's dumb. I totally don't respect Drew.
Hey, you breached Ben.
Have we?
Hey,
have we
dude,
really?
Dude.
This
is my real voice. Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
We all know what to say here.
For more options.
Pick up the phone! Ben,
you sound like a chode. I mean, I love you.
Maybe you should update that inbox message.
It sounds like you're in 12th grade trying to be like, yeah, I'm a man. What's up?
Well, you know what? Because he recorded that in 11th grade. I'm pretty sure. So it lines up.
You gotta change that, dude.
He's put a text on the group chat. Can't talk, y'all. Sorry, funeral stuff.
Oh shit.
What
Can
the fuck?
Can we delete this?
No.
We're so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, Ben,
sorry your mom blew up. Okay, hang up. Just hang up.
Just hang up.
Love you,
bye.
Bye.
Love you. Okay.
I text back.
Bye. I was never given a name.
Okay. Don't vault over the coffin. There we go.
Oh my god, I feel like such
holy
an
shit.
Whatever
we
you
didn't
do.
Fucking know, don't feel bad. There's nothing to apologize for.
I feel a little bit bad,
Ben,
but not
I'm
like
sorry.
Super bad.
I would feel bad if he was a better person.
I don't feel bad at all, man. Sorry. You could have told us you were at a funeral and we wouldn't have called you. But
yeah,
I might have still called
we're
you.
We're basically your obsessive girlfriend.
We really are.
I mean, we call up, we leave a voicemail.
Call me back!
Ben, I hope you deliver a really good speech there.
Oh my god, I didn't miss anything.
What?
She's so freaking out about the whole funeral thing.
Oh shit, sorry, don't listen to the message.
Like the first thing I call him a chode.
He didn't answer the phones, he's doing funeral stuff. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Ben, listen to the message, listen to the episode, listen to everything. Because you're missing out, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Don't give the Pierce Hawthorne speech at the fucking funeral. Or do. Depends on your relationship with them.
I wonder if it's like somebody died of alcohol poisoning.
Another person at Pullman?
That
I would not be surprised.
So often.
Well, I'm sure. You know what? Let's try and get Ben on the phone next week and he can give us the scoop.
The
there's no way it'll be funny, so maybe we won't do that. Maybe we'll just get texts and not record it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not even wanted to at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. Sorry about that burp. All the old episodes and subscribable tunes, links to iTunes and RSS. RTGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Stay
Pip
woke.
Your shit. Stay
it
woke.
It was fun to be on the show.
Stay
glad
woke.
Glad you had a good time.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
All right, the end. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
I just want to tell you how